Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord, my sisters and brothers. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song. Now, hear the word of the Lord again, my sisters and brothers. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me. So I ask you, how can we read these two passages together as we have done today and for centuries? They were chosen to be read together. How can we feel joy that lifts our hearts from the midst of the virus, keeping us indoors for 3 months or teaching us how to take constant precautions if we have been in the world outside our homes daily because we are essential workers? How can we find happiness when we went to sleep knowing that areas that were not so heavily affected with the virus before now are spiking, even doubling in the number of cases? How can we experience any pleasure when we awaken to news about the killing of Rashad Brooks by an Atlanta police officer? We can because God calls us to do so. The Lord told the Israelites in the desert, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation." Yes, we can have joy in the knowledge that we are heirs of the Israelites. We too are God's treasured people, God's treasured possession. We also are a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. Even though it may not feel like we are living enchanted lives, we are living in a time and place in which the rising up by people of all colors against racism and racial violence perpetrated by law enforcement in this country has challenged the wolves in sheep's clothing. And we have heard that there is support for this uprising around the world, for the injustice that has reigned here and in other countries. It is God's presence in our lives that brings that joy. God's presence that tells us there is a possibility that these hate-filled attitudes and lethal behaviors will finally change. And lamentation will live side by side with the joy we have in God's presence. Lamentation for the more than 120,000 people in this country and the over 419,000 people throughout the world who have already died from the virus. Lamentation for Rashad Brooks, Maurice Gordon, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Sean Drejan, and for the millions of other black and brown skinned people in this country who have been murdered at the hands of government actors or vigilante groups who usurped God's power over life to lynch innocent people over the past 400 years. My sisters and brothers, the message we receive from Jesus today is sobering, isn't it? In fact, we could say it's frightening. It's fearful to contemplate that we will be turned over to authorities because we preach the gospel, the message of peace, of salvation, of forgiveness. It's alarming to think that we will not be able to rely upon justice to find us innocent of whatever trumped up charges might be brought against us. No, like Jesus, we can't trust human judgment, human justice. But the message also is infused with hope. Hope in the knowledge that God's Holy Spirit is with us every step of the way into and through the halls that are called justice, but that too often are cells of injustice. We don't have to worry about what to say. Holy Spirit will put the words in our mouths. We never are alone, even when we are wrongly accused. Hope in the knowledge that this movement, this Christian movement, began with 12 men, including one who betrayed Jesus and another who denied him. And now it is the largest group of believers in the world. Do you know that Christianity represents almost 32% of the population of the world? That's almost 2.5 billion people. So if the 12 men could accomplish that, just think what we can do. We receive hope in the belief that although human institutions are broken and unjust, God gives us the intelligence and commitment to bring divine wisdom and righteousness to bear on them, to rework them while we await the coming of heaven on earth. We find hope in the peace we have with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, as Paul told the Romans. We find hope in our suffering, also as Paul told the Romans, because it produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And character takes us full circle because it produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. We find hope in the knowledge that the work God is inseparable from the work that Jesus did during his public ministry on earth. Yes, that's the ministry that brought his followers to number over 2.5 billion people in 2,020 years. We find hope in Jesus' promise that the one who endures to the end will be saved. As we live through the fear, anger, and frustration of the current day and of the history of humanity on earth, we work with Jesus, with Holy Spirit, to help us keep from using power to oppose the wolf-like human forces that we encounter in sheep's clothing, trying to undermine our work, our mission. We call upon Jesus to give us the wisdom to recognize the faithful sheep among the sheep-clad wolves. How can we feel joy in our fear and sadness? By knowing who we are in God's eye, God's treasured possession, a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. The kingdom of which we are members is not of this world, as Jesus was known to remark. And the nation to which we owe our allegiance extends far beyond all ethnic and political earthly boundaries. It is a universal nation. We rejoice that we belong to God and that God is the Lord. Our praise of God is our defiance in the midst of devastation, heartache, lament, and repentance. So we must praise God, even through our sadness. So enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name. Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.